back in the 1970s and early 80s, there was really no middle ground between PG and R-rated movies. Anybody could tell one from the other. Then in 1984, Steven Spielberg released Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The movie got a PG rating, even though, as you heard there, one character pulls another character's still beating heart from his chest. Parents complained about that. Steven Spielberg called the head of the Motion Picture Association of America, requesting that they establish a new tier. And a year later, we had PG-13, a rating that warns parents, quote, some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now, a new study published in the journal Pediatrics raises a few questions about the rating. It found that gun violence in PG-13 movies, characters shooting other characters, has tripled since 1985, and that the amount of shooting and killing in PG-13 movies now exceeds the mayhem in R-rated movies. Steven Zajcik is an arts and entertainment writer at the LA Times. Steven, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kirk. Good to be here.
So this study out of Ohio State and the Annenberg Public Policy Center says that gun violence has tripled in PG-13 movies the last 30 years. Is that because there's more violence in movies generally, or the standards for what is a PG-13 movie have gotten looser and looser?
Well, actually, I think it's both. I think yes and yes. I think what's happened in movies over the last, you know, say 20 to 25 years, but certainly after Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom helped establish the rating, is that there has been a lot more violence. And I think concurrently what's happened is that the studios, perhaps because the movies have gotten so much bigger, there's so much more money riding on them, the studios, who of course comprise the MPAA, have said, you know what, we want to make sure that these movies can still be seen by the widest possible audience. So all these violent films, which I think in another era would have been rated R, as the study suggests, are now getting either a very lenient PG-13 rating, or what's happening is that a studio or a director are going back and kind of, you know, trimming and nipping and tucking, but the net effect is still the same, that there's just a lot of violence, even in movies that kids could see.
What are some of the signature films of the last few years that are driving this?
I think the superhero film that we've kind of seen now become a summer staple certainly fits the bill. And The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, the sequel to the very popular YA adaptation of last year, movie is coming out this weekend. And, you know, there isn't as much gun violence in it, but there are a couple of scenes that are particularly disturbing, including one whipping scene. But, of course, there you go, PG-13.
So as this great YA hit of the last few years, The Hunger Games, is violence in a literary form, we have video games that are extremely violent. Is it just that we have gotten inured to this fictional violence, and therefore the MPAA is loosening and loosening and loosening and allowing 12 and 13-year-olds to see whatever?
Well, certainly that would be their justification. You know, whenever you ask the ratings board what it is that's allowing this evolution, such as it is, they will say, well, you know, standards change. And that is true. You know, I think that it just feels a little bit like, because the standard is applied only to violence, there does not seem to be an evolving attitude on language, for example, certainly on sex, that it seems to be driven somewhat more by economics and then by a redefined moral standard. The kind of paradoxical effect is now to have movies with just a little bit of language, a little bit of sex, ending up as an R, and movies with a lot of violence getting to PG-13.
The study says, of course, that watching all this violence can lead to increases in aggressive behavior and so forth. But the last 20 years, certainly, we've seen a dramatic reduction in crime and gun homicides in the United States. How does that figure into this calculus and debate?
You know, I think you can kind of make a very cogent argument for why we should reduce violence in movies, that without making a very specific connection to, you know, a murder rate, for example, or something, or mass shootings. There's no question there's been a number of tragic and high-profile mass shootings in the last couple of years. But I think once you start making those direct connections, you're really opening up a bit of a Pandora's box. And I'm not sure that was the most compelling part of the study.
And does the whole idea of a rating system for which theaters you can go to, isn't that going to become obsolete pretty quickly if it hasn't already?
Well, it's funny you say that because we actually did a big story on the NC-17 a year or two back. And, you know, when we did that story, you know, what was so funny is, you know, seeing how scenes are parsed in films for whether it should get the NC-17 or it shouldn't. It's stuff that kids or anyone can get, you know, on the internet with just, you know, the click of a wrist and the click of a mouse button. So if anyone really wanted to see it, they won't have to sneak into a movie theater to do it.
And do you suspect that if you and I began a movement to say, okay, every movie with any kind of violence over a certain level must be an R, that the Hollywood studios would crush us?
It'll never happen. And, you know, the only thing I think that could happen, and even this is probably a long shot, and, you know, not to say we're all shouting to the wind, but the studios are pretty entrenched on this. But I do think there's always been the possibility of a more strict rating between the PG-13 and the R. There have been various movements over the years to try to start that. Whether there's enough momentum now to get that going again, I don't know. But the idea that they're actually going to change anything they put in films anytime soon, I think, is unfortunately a pipe dream.
Steven Zajcik, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Steven Zajcik writes about film and the film industry for the Los Angeles Times. So what do you think? If you're a parent or a kid, for that matter, do movie ratings mean anything to you? Do you want to see the rating system change? Leave us a comment at studio360.org.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you would cry.